Welcome to this edition of DriveCast. My name is Ryan Bosler, and I'm the Life Groups Director here at the church. We are continuing on in our series that we've called Co-Mission, where we've been looking really at this idea that if you're saved, you're sent. In other words, if you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, then that means that you are the church. The church isn't just something that we do on Sunday that has four walls, that God has decided to use his disciples to go out into the world as ambassadors for Christ so that they would come to know him in a very personal way. And the passage that we looked at this week was talking about this idea of salt and light. And when Jesus talked about being salt and light, what's interesting about it is that he didn't say salt and light is something that you have to try really, really hard to achieve. Instead, the idea is it's something to believe. In other words, Jesus says that if you are a follower of me, then by default, it's in your very DNA that you will be salt and light out into the world. And that's a pretty incredible promise when you really think about it. Now, the practical side of how that plays out in the way that we relate to other people is incredibly, incredibly profound. And so, for instance, one of the parts in being salt is the idea that there is a very distinct flavor to salt. And we have to be careful about, you know, that flavor and that really that tone in how we talk to other people. And so one of the things that I talked about was one of the weekend's interactions that I had with some folks from my family. And I was a new believer at the time, and I was very overzealous about my faith. And so I was, on the one hand, I wanted them to really come to know Jesus in a personal way. But on the other hand, I was really also concerned about how to win the argument. And ultimately, the conversation went awful and we got into a big, huge fight. And everybody, you know, that was in the conversation was just very turned off by what I had to say. And so I was very disappointed in the conversation, but ultimately, you know, they were very offended by the flavor of my tone. And so really, it's interesting that in talking about salt and light, that this is really part of a bigger message that Jesus delivered on the Sermon on the Mount. And salt and light comes directly after Jesus talked about the Beatitudes. And in the Beatitudes, just as a reminder, Jesus said things like, you know, blessed are the meek, and blessed are the merciful, and blessed are the peacemakers. And so for you and I as followers of Christ, to the question of how do I know if my relationships are really salt in a world that doesn't know Jesus, it's that these interactions are marked by things like peace and mercy. And in fact, Jesus goes so far in the Gospel of Mark, and he says, you know, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. And so we are not called to just, you know, win an argument or push an agenda as much as we are into entering personal relationships with other people and being peacemakers. And that's how we want to be, you know, to those of us around us, so that ultimately they would come to know Jesus and that God the Father would be glorified. So if you would, just join me for a minute while I pray. Heavenly Father, this can be so difficult to do in talking to other people about Jesus and sharing our heart and sharing our faith, because sometimes we get more concerned with winning an argument than anything else. Father, I pray for your grace and your peace and your wisdom in our lives, and that you would help us, guide us through these kind of conversations. And I just want to give you a minute to pray yourself about what we talked about in Salt and Light. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to talking again as we go through our next DriveCast. Thank you. God bless.